Blog Talk Radio.
I love him. I love him. It's because he first loved me, and he purchased just my salvation on Calvary. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm so grateful and I'm honored. I thank God for another day that he has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm excited because God has made this day, amen, a day into the day of lovers, and there's no greater lover than God, amen. He's the author and the finisher of my faith. He is the great I am. He is my buckler and my shield, and I thank him for being my God, and I thank him for being my father, my creator, amen. He is my all in all. I don't know what I would do without the love of God, but I thank God that we have his love. Amen. Before we go to the throne of grace, I want to let you know this is Pastor Steve Dinwiddie of New Seasons Ministries, located at 1830 Lamont Drive in Dallas, Texas. You can catch us also on a Facebook page at New Seasons Christian Ministries. Praise the Lord. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 383-006, Duncanville, Texas 75138. We would love to hear from you. We would love for you to come and worship God with us. Amen. We are about God's business. Amen. And we mean every step of the way. But now let's go on to the word that we have for today, that love is in need. Love is in need. But God, we're going to give you glory and praise first. Father, we love you. Praise and magnify you. We thank you because you're an awesome wonder. We appreciate you because, God, you'll be author and finisher of our faith. It's you that has loved us first, Father, and so we love you because you've been so good to us, better than we've been to ourselves, God, and we thank you for it right now. Oh, God, and we ask that you would open eyes of understanding and reveal your own salvation in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we begin to talk about that love being in need. Amen. One thing that I found out over the course of my life, and I'm sure many people can testify and witness to this, that people seem to do some of anything to be accepted, to be loved. We find that people stay in abusive relationships, and the only rhyme or reason that they can give us is that they love that person, or they feel that person really loves them. Sometimes we'll find people, amen, doing some heinous acts, amen, or committing crimes, amen, because they love someone enough to trust them that what they were doing was not bad because they were in love. Sometimes we allow love to cause us to not only create crimes, praise the Lord, and go on these different sprees, but it'll also cause us to kill people that we say we love because our emotions are so involved. But really, that is not love. That's manipulation. And many times we find out that love is emotional, but that's the very least that love is. Love is more than emotions. Love is more than a tingling feeling on the inside. Love is more than a physical attraction. Love is God, and God is love. So if God is love, amen, then he personifies it through the death of his son, Jesus Christ, and raising him from the dead so that we can have the victory. So when we think about love, love is not what we intend to see in the world, but love can only be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, because God is love. Love is one thing that everyone wants. There are many different kinds of love. You may love your children and would do anything for them. You may love your husband or your wife, all of your heart. But the greatest love of them all is the love of God. He is the reason that we love. He let his son die on the cross for us. He loves us and he cares for us so much that it says in John 3:16 that he loved the whole world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I know my parents loved me with all their hearts and would do anything for me, but their love does not compare with the love of God. Even when I find myself doing wrong, he always forgives me because he's a forgiving God. He can also forgive you. When I say beloved is in need, praise the Lord, we have to understand why he died on the cross for our sins. We have to understand why are we the people that have been chosen for a time such as this. The world is telling us that we're no good. The world is telling us that we can't make it. The world is saying that there's nothing to what you are doing. You're doing it all in vain. But listen, it's not about my works. The Bible says that it's by the grace of God that we're saved, not by works, lest any man should boast. And this is the reason that we're so confident in who God is in our life, because he loves us, and he loved us before we loved him. It says in Romans 10 and 9 that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, that I can't be saved. Why? Why? Because it has already been done. He's already paid the price. He's already laid down his life. He's already suffered sin, praise the Lord, so that we might live again. And the Bible also says in 1 John 4 and 8, he that loveth knoweth, the only that loveth not knoweth, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So once again, God tells us that he is love, and not only that he is love, but that he loves us. I'm trying to get that point through to you today, because when we think about God, we think about sometimes, I want God to make God mad, or I want to make sure that I do this for God. But you know what? It's a relationship, and the relationship is reciprocal. God loves us, and we love him. But look how Webster describes the word love. It says intense affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties. A strong feeling of attraction. And that's the world definition. It says a kinship or personal ties and a strong feeling of attraction. But God's definition of love is found in 1 Corinthians 13. Charity suffereth long and is kind, and charity envieth not, and charity opponeth not itself up or is puffed up. God's love is perpetual. God's love is unchanging. God's love is true. Amen. I will say in Matthew 22 and 37, Jesus said unto them, if thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy mind, thy soul, and with all of thy mind. Jesus died on the cross so that we can have love, so that we can experience love, that we can be in a position where we understand, listen, God, I know that I feel short. I know I didn't do it all the way that I should. I know I didn't cross every T and dot every I. Listen, God, I even found myself backsliding every once in a while because I didn't really trust you like I should. But when I really start to understand that you love me despite myself, I really begin to have a relationship, amen, where I can come to you with my faults. You know what? It's hard to bring your faults to people that you don't trust. And many times when we don't really know who God is, or we find ourselves in a place where we're kind of confused about what he wants from us, amen, it's hard for us to give him all of our baggage, praise God. But when you start reading the word of God and recognize what he did so that you can be saved, you'll come to him freely and cast your cares upon him because he first cared for you. It is impossible for us to love God more than he loves us, because God is love. That's who he is. He is love. And I bless him because not only is he love, he personifies love and all that he do for us. The Bible says that his blessings make him rich and add no sorrow. They withhold no good things from us. Amen. That he made us the head and not the tail, that we're more than conquerors. God has equipped us and called us and qualified us for a time such as this. He loves us. It says in Psalms, well, God, what is man that you're so mindful of him? Or the son of man that you want to visit him? What is it about us, God, that makes you so interested in our day-to-day life? Well, I don't know what it is. I really don't know. And I don't know if I'll ask him that question when I see him in the bye-bye, but I can say this. I know that while I was yet a sinner, glory to God, while I was yet out there, while I was yet going the wrong way, the Bible said that he sent his son to die for the ungodly, of which I am the chief, praise the Lord, of all sinners and the least of all saints, but yet God found it in his heart to love me anyway. That's the message. That's the good news. Many of us have been downtrodden by society. Some people almost in the church sometimes seem to condemn you more than help you, praise the Lord. But I'm here to let you know, in spite of yourself, in spite of what you've done, in spite of your past, in spite of the things that you're going through right now, God does love you. He loves you because he is love. There's nothing else for God to do but love people, praise the Lord, because that's who he is. Amen. Just just like a father. Sometimes, amen, a father can love you intensely, but that doesn't mean that you don't be chastened. That don't mean that he doesn't need to correct you. That doesn't mean that he doesn't need to allow you to go through things and be challenged by life, but it's not going to change him loving you. The Bible says that he will keep you from falling, praise the Lord, and present you falling before the presence of his glory. So he's not trying to cast you out and discard you, but he wants to make you better. So even in times of trouble, even in times of lack, praise the Lord, even when it seems like that there's no answer, God is there with you. His rod and his staff give you evidence that he'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. God is love. That's who he is. And if you really want love, if you really want to feel love, you got to give your heart to God. I'll guarantee you, if you give your heart to God, you can trust him with it. The Bible says in Luke, the 4th chapter, the 18th verse, it says that Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he's called me to preach the gospel to the poor and set at liberty those that are captive. But this is the part that I love. He says, and to men, glory to God, the brokenhearted. He wants to mend your broken heart. He wants to put your heart together again like you never hurt, like you've never been disappointed, like you've never been mistreated. To mend your broken heart. And I'm telling you, God can do that. I've been in a situation where it seemed like there was despair all around, and I was disappointed in people, and people let me down, and people hurt me, and people left me, and some people have died on me, praise the Lord. But somehow, God restored the joy of my salvation. Somehow, he renewed me and reshaped me, and he mended my broken heart. And I know he can do it. But that's the kind of God he is. He is not a respectful person. He loves each and every one of us the same. All we have to do is trust him, give our hearts to him, and recognize that he is love. God loves you, and I love you too. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Pete Dinwiddie. God bless you. Have a wonderfully blessed day in the Lord.